The broadcast revolution continues. Adler Online with Charles Adler
on the Chorus Radio Network.
Adler Online will be on the road at 6:30 Chet in Edmonton next week. And we thank you in advance for your incredible hospitality. Thanks for your phone calls. We're going to move on to the question, is the mom job really necessary? A mom job? Natasha Singer, New York Times, writes, Dr. David Stoker, plastic surgeon, Los Angeles, has a surgical cure for the ravages of motherhood. He, like a lot of plastic surgeons, calls it a mommy makeover. It's aimed at mothers getting the trifecta, which would be, after baby, a breast lift with or without breast implants, tummy tuck, and some liposuction. The trifecta, the procedure is intended to hoist slackened skin as well as to reduce stretch marks and pregnancy. Dr. David Stoker, how's business?
Business is pretty good out here in Marina Del Rey, California, Charles.
So a lot of moms are looking for this makeover, what some people call the mom job, and of course other people ask the question, is the mom job really necessary, which is more of a moral values kind of question. What's your take on the question, Doctor?
Well, I think it's very important to make a distinction that the mommy makeover would apply to only a certain percentage of mothers, and it would be a minority percentage of them who feel that they've gone through such substantial negative changes in their figure that they'd like to do something about it, and they're unable to do it through diet and exercise.
Now, I wonder if you could just describe specifically for us the negative changes that you're talking about.
Well, the most obvious one that happens is on the lower abdomen of women, especially after multiple pregnancies, where there can be excess folds of skin, severe stretch marks, and also concentrated fat in those areas. And that laxity can not only be unattractive to them, but it can also make it difficult for them to fit into clothing and lead to rashes and all sorts of other issues.
All right. So while some people say that this isn't necessary surgery, it's not to preserve life, your take on it is not every surgery has to be about preserving life, that lifestyle matters.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm a plastic surgeon specializing in cosmetic surgery. So most of the surgery I do is not necessary in that patients can go on and live a reasonable life for the most part without it. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be as happy if they don't do the surgery. And I think for the patients, for the most part, who are doing this surgery, at least in my practice, if a reasonable person looked at them, they would understand clearly what their issue and problem was. And it wouldn't be, while an outsider may not agree with their decision to undergo plastic surgery, it certainly would be understandable why they're concerned about it and considering this.
All right. Now, all people are self-conscious, and everyone understands that a woman who's given birth, you talk about multiple births, may be more self-conscious. But here's the question. Is there any way to guarantee that if you've got, whether it's the liposuction, the tummy tuck, whatever, that this cosmetic surgery, is there any guarantee that you would be less self-conscious after surgery?
Well, there are few guarantees in life, Charles, and there's certainly not when it comes to surgery. But, you know, one of the things is, as a board-certified plastic surgeon, I spent a lot of years training to learn surgical techniques, but also importantly trying to understand and relate to patients. So I do the best I can to understand the reasons why they're asking for these changes. Do I believe I'm going to be able to give them an obvious, dramatic improvement? Do I think their expectations are realistic? Do they have outside psychological factors that we need to consider here? And all of those are involved in the decision whether or not to proceed with surgery.
I guess we're all, in our own way, trying to stay as young as possible. And that's what some of this is about. Isn't that true?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I think that it's true that we all would like to stay young if we could. Some people try harder than others to take care of themselves and preserve what they've got. But, you know, a lot of the patients who are signing up for this type of procedure, the moms, feel like, you know, they carried in some ways an unfair, heavy burden in having these children. And it stretched out their skin and changed it in a lot of ways that makes them feel kind of bad or uncomfortable in certain situations. And when they feel that they can find a surgeon they have confidence in, and it's something that's been done many times before with great success, it gives them a little bit more confidence to address their problems and hopefully put it behind them.
Do you do a lot of return business?
Absolutely. We, you know, and while we talk about the mommy makeovers being done at one time with breast surgery, tummy tuck, and liposuction, it's actually even more common for us to do the procedures one or two at a time than all together. And certainly those patients who may choose to do it in steps are quite reasonable. It may fit with their lifestyle better. And that is one reason why we would have a lot of repeat business.
What I want to do is listen to you tell me what the downside would be. If I'm a woman coming to you for this operation, I understand what the upside is as far as looks. That part's easy. Is there a downside, and do you owe it to me as your patient to tell me that there may be some?
Oh, yeah. We sit them down for several hours at the pre-op visit before surgery, going through all the different risks and possible complications that you can have with this surgery. You know, I think when patients, I try to be as straightforward as possible explaining different problems they can get into. And even for that small minority of patients who do have complications from the procedures, usually they're quite happy too. It's just they adjust their expectations slightly for the time it takes to heal.
All right, the trifecta is the implants, the tuck, and the liposuction. How much does that cost?
Well, you know, it depends on the patient. It basically comes down to how much time and effort it is to do that. But the range for the surgeon's fees would probably be $10,000 to $30,000, depending on how involved. If it's all three of those and it's extensive, it could certainly be closer to $30,000.
Now, when we talk about repeat business, is it possible that some people who have the trifecta keep coming back to try to maintain the look that you've given them the first time?
Well, it is true that some will come back, but that's the uncommon exception to the rule. Usually the patients coming in are seeking more substantial changes because they have a big, obvious issue that they want help with. It's not usually patients saying they just want a half inch here, a half inch there type of thing. It's usually more clear cut than that.
Dr. Stoker, go ahead, sir. You wanted to say?
In general, in most of my practice, patients aren't excited and anxious to undergo surgery. It's just because they don't have a better alternative out there to accomplish their goals, and they see that many other patients have done it with great success.
Dr. Stoker, thanks very much for the conversation. We'll talk again.
You're welcome, Charles.
Okay, good luck to you. Thank you so much. Dr. David Stoker, he is a plastic surgeon. His practice is called Marina Plastic Surgery Associates, and if you want to log on, it's amamimakeover.com. That's amamimakeover.com. We've got some time for phone calls here at 800-665-2202. What do you think? Is this kind of mommy job really necessary? 1-800-665-2202. That's 1-800-665-2202. You want to email me, adleronline@gmail.com.
This is Adler Online with Charles Adler on the Chorus Radio Network.